whip up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
cool hill, man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up in Attica. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Should I be more Kevin Millar-like? Why not me like Kevin Millar?
No, I would think you should be more like Kobe Bryant or MJ. Like, man, I'm about to dominate
right.
This dude.
Mamba mentality.
Yes.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I bet it's probably smoother on a drone than it is in a car.
You think so?
Maybe.
Yeah, with all the stopping and going, potholes and
but
all that other
what
stuff.
What about bad weather days? What about nor'easters?
They probably don't drone on those
okay.
days. You know, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I think just one to ease the nerves off the first tee, because that's going to be the most important to figure out who's feeling themselves.
Right.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
And this is going to sound like an insult, but I guess it's somewhat of an insult. The most brilliant thing is that his backup is Jackson. So no matter how mad Greg gets at him, he has insurance that he won't kick him off the show.
That's not very nice, Curtis.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What is good?
Hello, Wiggy.
I am just putting in Twitch. Good morning.
You're logging into Twitch right now?
Yes.
There are some extraordinary comments already in Twitch and on the text line. You might want to guess what they're about. Any guess? Good morning, Curtis. Good morning.
Hi.
Shime, hello.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Anything to say? Any topic you want to discuss this morning on the radio program?
No, Greg, let's go wherever you want to drive the bus today. It's fine.
And how do you do? Send. Good morning.
If you were driving the bus, would it go directly into a sand trap or the water?
If it goes into a sand trap, it may never get out,
okay,
to be fair.
All right. Well,
took you three tries, but you did get out of that sand trap.
I have to say, from 1:30 until 6 a.m. felt interminable.
Yeah.
I wish we could have done the show immediately following the match yesterday.
Yeah.
What match?
Greg texted me during their lunch after, because I left shortly after you, Curtis,
yeah,
and said, Wiggy is being relentless on Shime.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised.
To be honest, I felt like he was light.
I'm surprised that you were able to walk after an hour with Wiggy post-match yesterday at Granite Links.
He goes, Shime, I'm taking my clubs to put them in the car. I said, no, take them things to the dumpster. I mean, can I just tell you how it played out for me?
Sure.
For people who don't know. I mean, we got to see it on Twitch.
Yeah.
So I had to do what I had to do yesterday. So I'm running a little late. I get there. It's probably about 1:15. The match starts at 12 o'clock. We know golf. It takes forever.
Right.
So I tell the guy, I say, listen, I'm looking for Greg and them. He says, oh, they're probably on about hole four right now. I said, well, can I, you know, get a ride down there? He said, yeah, it'll be a couple hours before they finish. Literally pull up to the hole 10 minutes later. And I'm like, all right, I'm expecting it's going to be some action. Greg's getting interviewed. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Like, the match is over. It's not even an hour and 20 minutes into the match. How is it that quick over?
Shut out.
Yeah, he said we only could play five holes because Shime couldn't even hit the ball.
Well, that's why Greg was going back and forth between doing match play or not doing match play. And we went with it. and it was bad news bears for Shiloh.
Yeah. Well, it was what we what is referred to in golf circles as dormy. And so you have 9 holes to play.
Yep.
And should one of the competitors win 5 holes in out of the 9, then they are determined to be the winner. I was somehow able to win the first 5 holes.
Right.
And Shime was not able to win any.
One hole. So, we call that getting skunked.
He was not able to win one hole.
But not even there. Not win, not have.
Not even have a, wasn't even
so
close.
Like, you know, it's very common, especially with golfers at similar handicap levels, that there would be several holes where you each bogey or double bogey.
Mm-hmm.
There was only, I think, one hole where there was a putt that dictated whether the hole was halved or not, and that was the last one when Shime was trying to get down for a 6.
I was just going to say, Curtis, Shime, you arguing on the last hole when you had lost your ball and had to drop was a power move that I've never seen.
I was simply asking if I even had a chance, because it was at that point it wasn't even worth it.
But to be clear on that last hole, and I obviously was not going to make us think about it, you lost your ball, and you lost it basically in the rough on the previous hole. So you could not, from where you lost your ball, you could not see the green. When you took a drop, you somehow vaulted yourself up the hill.
I blame Curtis for that one. He said, just drop here. It doesn't matter anymore. Let's go.
Okay. Unbelievable. Throwing the caddy under the bus. Yeah, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I, the reason why this show is so great, it's better than scripted. Like, the odds of Shime losing in this fashion
to an old man,
to Greg, who, with all due respect, Greg, not exactly Tiger Woods out there.
Yeah. My swing has been compared on the social medias to that of Charles Barkley or our president.
Right.
A little bit of a hitch.
Hey, the president shot like 60, so that's probably pretty good.
Shime called in yesterday morning, took the day off, and said he would shoot a 41. And for what to transpire in the way it did, and then the icing on the cake is just as Shy misses a 6, which it wasn't for 6, if we're being fair.
Yeah.
Then Wiggy literally arrives on the green as Shime loses in the most pathetic fashion, and then proceeds to crap all over him for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Just absolutely perfect.
And to be fair, I probably did shoot 41, but just through 5 holes.
Greg basically played like par bogey golf the entire time.
Okay. Yeah. But that's honestly, that's the benefit of age and wisdom.
Right.
I mean, you do not have to swing for the mountains.
Right.
You just got to bunt it out there, get it on the green, and give yourself a chance.
You would do yesterday.
Give yourself a chance at a par putt.
It's like running late, and you're like, oh, shoot, man, I missed the first half of the Celtics game. Perfect. I'm going to get there, and it's going to be a good game. And, you know, the trash talking has been going on all week. It's the playoffs. And then you pull up to the game, and the other team is leaving the court.
Well, Greg, I must say,
where are you going? I went down by 80. What do you mean? We just quit.
I must say, in the immortal words of Happy Gilmore,
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right.
Yeah.
You're the best. I'm the worst.
Thank you, Sean.
But can I just work on the psychology of this, because I'm fascinated by it? Why would you tell people you're better at golf than you are? A sport where you're actually in a much better position to sandbag someone and say you're not good. Like, if you're not good at golf, it's okay. Literally everybody's bad at golf. Like,
right.
It's not an easy sport to be good at. You know, like, if you are good, it means that you're bad at everything else because you spend too much time on the effing course. Like, why would you say you're good? Why would you put yourself in this position? This is now the second time all of us have seen Shime at Granite Links, and he stinks.
He does.
It's like Joe Biden. Yeah. It's like, don't believe your lying eyes. He's really smart behind the closed doors. Like Shime at every other course is Mickelson, but he turns into a 200 handicap at Granite Links.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
And he's got to stop with the cap in that he plays 3-4 days a week when the weather's nice.
No,
there's no way on God's green.
Worst. That's the worst part of this.
He stinks.
He does. He does.
The most demoralizing part was there were a lot of nice people. Chris in the truck came out. Kevin was there. But there was one gentleman who came with a sign that said Team Shime. And after the third hole, took it off.
Yeah.
How do you really, I didn't really do that justice.
That was...
He just put it on the golf cart.
Yeah, but that was really hard to watch.
It's a tough one.
That was Shime's mission accomplished.
It coincided with Shime starting to drink as well.
Right.
Yeah, yes, it did.
How is it humanly possible
Sun Cruiser's delicious,
to play,
by the way.
And I don't play golf. I stink. How is it humanly possible?
We all stink. Yeah. It's
hard. No, Curtis, you're pretty good, actually.
No, I'm not.
I want to ask the question. How is it human? Because Greg plays more than anybody. Humanly possible to play three times a week and you be that bad? I honestly,
it only happens if you have zero athletic ability at all.
I think it was the pressure. I think the pressure got to him.
You think?
Yeah, that's like
Courtney,
you can't.
Courtney, I love you. Don't make excuses.
No,
for this.
I'm not making excuses for you. Disastrous. I'm with Wiggy. I don't know how you play as often as you do and be that bad. So in my mind, you had to have the pressure. You couldn't handle the pressure.
So I have an idea. I don't know if it'd work out. There's a lot of moving parts, but I think my mom would beat Shime.
My mom would definitely beat Shime. My mom's unbelievable.
My mom's awful at golf. I love you, Mom, but you're awful.
So,
we should give him a shot at redemption, and he can play both of the moms.
Yes.
My mom would crush.
I feel like she would just clean the floor with
She
me.
Would.
We could do a woodland Shime versus Maria.
I was so sad, honestly sad last night when I read the post you put on X. It made me sad last night.
You know, Greg, it's just, we'll come back. Like Jaylen Brown says, I believe there is something after death, and hopefully that's life.
Let me read it verbatim. This is Shime's post last night. I would like to apologize to everyone who believed in me today. Unmitigated disaster doesn't begin to explain what transpired. Congratulations to Greg Hill on the win, and we'll be back.
We'll be back where?
We'll be back.
Where's he going to be back to?
No, and I wish...
Because I wasn't there, I wasn't there, but you said, and I know, the golf terms, you said Greg played basically pod and maybe bogeyed. So does that mean Shime was
like double bogeyed.
Quad, what's it when
he
you eight time bogey?
As Breece Hill pointed out to me, he said he was going to shoot 41, which is tough to do when you are seven over after two holes.
As
what my son pointed out to me, Shime.
Also, Shime, you trying to say, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch, and then absolutely topping
that was
you couldn't have scripted it better.
As they say, Courtney, as the kids say, absolute cinema.
It was so shocking. I mean, the audio of the videos I took, I'm gasping in the background.
I don't think I heard that.
No, Greg, because you made some comment of like, oh, Shime, he said, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch. And then
I think it was Greg, it was like the third or fourth hole, the one with the water on the right, the water hazard there, and I had hit my third shot or whatever right in front of the water, and I'm like, all right, I can either go left here or I could just go right at the pin, and I was like, up, mama ain't raised no bitch.
No.
And I sent it, and my favorite
Greg was all the times Shime got the range finder to get the exact yardage, and then he hit it 60 degrees to the left.
As well, markers. Yes. I had no idea where I was.
Yes. It is an extraordinary range finder. He's a range
finder. He's got all the contraptions, and you're like, wait a second, something don't add up here.
And what was in your bag? That thing was 70 pounds.
No, I think you just need to work out a little.
No, credit to Curtis. You walked that entire thing. I'm not here to throw Jackson under the bus, but he was...
Please do. Get it off of me.
If this was Greg performing despite Jackson trying to get awful one-liners in throughout the round. And then after the round, all I see is Greg showing me Jackson just shoving calamari into his gullet.
Oh, he stayed for lunch.
Yes, he did.
And he dropped a buffalo tender. I don't know how that happened.
Yes, he did. As we were wrapping up after the meal, it's like, honestly, it's like when Breece or Julia they were 2 or 3 years old. There were three buffalo tenders at his feet at crossing nine. So I was like, hey, do you mind? On behalf of the other members? You mind cleaning up your food station?
I also, Kevin, who was very nice gentleman, listener of the show, the cart girl came around a few times. Everyone's getting, you know, alcoholic beverages, mm-hmm. adult beverages besides Curtis. I got a Diet Coke and she's like, okay. And I was like, yeah, on Hill. And Kevin's like, do you have no shame? I said, I just got a Diet Coke.
What do you mean? He went at you for ordering a drink.
Do you have no shame? I said, a Diet Coke? Go talk to Jackson, who's on his fourth beer. Like, what?
It was an extraordinary day. And honestly, a win.
I mean, let's be honest, Greg.
A win for the old heads everywhere.
Greg, let's be honest. I think you phrased it wrong. It was an extraordinary hour and 15 minutes. I don't even think Shime can honestly talk about golf no more because I don't have any confidence in him at all. Because he tells me he plays 3 days a week. Then I played on one time. He took 15 mulligans. And I get there an hour and 15 minutes into it, and he's getting the And I'm like, well, he didn't win one hole?
No, not.
And then they're like, he wasn't even close.
I don't think he was in a hole, to be honest with you, but that's okay.
I was until I ended up in a sand trap on one. Then I was immediately out of the hole.
Wow. Man.
Who had a worse day yesterday, Shime or his guy Drake May?
Me. I don't even think it's close.
All right. Well, the hitch is back, apparently.
A lot of interceptions. Yeah.
You concerned that the hitch is back?
No, it's an OTA.
Okay, all right.
Well. Wait a second, the hitch is back?
The hitch is back, Wiggy. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I understand we got a long way to go until September, but...
I showed great restraint seeing that reporting immediately after the match about the four picks on the first eight throws, and I said, I'm not going to send this now.
Four interceptions for Drake May yesterday, and some are reporting that the hitch is back.
Hard day, though. Everybody said that this was a very fast-paced, hard practice. Different.
Much different than the way Bill used to run things. Yeah. So that's good news.
Yep, well, even Mayo last year.
Was the practice engaging?
new offense. Maybe that's it.
Do we believe that?
I don't know.
I hope not.
The TMZ report?
It appears that Bill Belichick, at least according to a friend or two of Jordan Hudson's, Bill Belichick is engaged.
Okay.
And we will have the chance to talk about that this morning on the show as well.
I thought you were talking about the paint job.
Paint job? Oh, the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The boat, apparently the boat has a new name. We can get to that later, too.
Wait, Bill's boat has a new name?
Yes.
Yeah. I missed it.
I shared that with the group.
Sorry, I was just laughing the whole day after the golf.
It's in our group chat, but used to be 8 rings.
Yeah.
And now there is a 1 and a plus sign in front of the 8 rings. So the boat is now called 1+8 rings. And the speculation is that it is either the engagement ring.
Okay.
Or apparently Jordan, I didn't know this, but she has some sort of a national championship cheerleader ring.
Yes. She wears it a lot.
And she is so...
Really?
Well, we can laugh about it, but it's very impressive. Like, she won nationals.
We are laughing about it.
I know.
We are laughing about it. The poor guy, the poor sap, had to have his boat repainted.
Wow.
Because she wants her ring on there.
Yeah.
I have never in my life experienced somebody is so hypnotized by you know what, he's acting the fool.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
If it's her gymnastics ring. Oh my
cheerleading. She won the 2021. She wears it all the time. Wow. I bet it's that. But she's been wearing a ring on that finger in recent photos.
There it is. Yeah. There it is on Twitch and YouTube. And hello to those that are watching the show already this morning on Twitch or on YouTube.
I'm not a boat guy, but I know a couple people have boats and a couple guys. And generally men tell me there are two things that men have that women don't come around. That's their boat and their bathroom. And she's putting
herself into both.
And remember I did top 5 most whipped guys?
Yes.
Now
I was near the top of that list.
Listen, Bill has run away with it like you did with playing Shime against in golf. It's not the fact that he put 1+8 on his boat.
Yeah.
And it's for a cheerleading, or gymnastic ring?
It's a cheerleading.
No. Like national championship?
Yes, you won nationals. It's just like you and at Georgia winning the title. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Bridgewater State's not exactly Georgia. No, Division VI.
Well, I mean, Bridgewater State has a very good program. Wow. So
that is whipped to a whole nother level. That is to a whole nother level. That is like Academy Award winning.
That is putting a Bridgewater State ring next to Super Bowl 51.
Unless, it also could be the engagement.
Yeah,
though.
It could be the engagement. But either way.
It's shocking.
Can we do an intervention?
Somebody needs to.
Are you sure we're not getting Coach Erection?
No.
All right. Look at it.
I mean, Jupiter Inlet. It's a beautiful place.
But it's, you know, nowadays, Greg, with AI.
No, that is straight from Nantucket Harbor.
Nantucket. There you go.
Wow. Yeah, so. All right.
All right. Well, we'll get to that. There's a lot about that and a lot to get to. On this morning's show, Bueller and Alex Cora ejected from that game last night. You were there.
I was there.
So we'll talk about that. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's a part of your lead or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to all of that coming up on this morning's show. And that includes our leads in 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. LeBron James says he knows why the Celtics got bounced from the playoffs. We will discuss what he said. The reason is coming up during they said it. And also what Mike Vrabel said about the performance of his quarterback yesterday during they said it. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And we will go to Florida for today's Pervert Teacher Association inductee, who apparently got extremely horny in the classroom right before her arrest.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
Yep.
And then, Chime, apologies in advance, but could be a good day for a Hill Note. So
might be one or two, I guess.
If you'd like to leave one on any topic, you can do that on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20. Right now, Courtney with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Bosch. The Red Sox shut out the Mets 2-0 last night at Fenway. Walker Buehler struck out 4 over his 2 1/3 innings pitch for the start. Rafi Devers and Carlos Narvaez both homered in the win. Alex Cora lasted 3 innings before getting ejected following Buehler getting the boot for arguing balls and strikes with the ump. Last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 6:45 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Western Conference Finals kicked off last night in the NBA, and the Thunder crushed the Timberwolves 114-88. Pacers and Knicks series starts tonight at 8 p.m.
That third quarter, man, OKC just was on fire. And what did Minnesota, like Boston, 15-for-51 from three-point land? Not gonna win games like that.
Nope. While in the NHL, the Panthers took care of the Hurricanes in North Carolina. 5-2 was the final there. Oilers and Stars are in Dallas for their game one tonight. Into spring meetings in the NFL, owners voted 32-0 to allow active players to participate in Olympic flag football. So there you go. And with the Bosch 18-volt Bulldog rotary hammer, you can conquer your construction needs. And when you can powerfully break through concrete, the more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. That is what's trending.
All right, our leads coming up next. Coming up, we will get to They Said It at 7:20. LeBron James says he knows why the Celtics got bounced from the playoffs, and we will go over what he said yesterday. We will go over what Mike Vrabel said yesterday about Drake May and his performance in OTAs. And so is the hitch back, is that an issue? Is that something that comes along with you got a new offensive coordinator, you got some new personnel here and there, and you go back to your your old habits, Swiggy, old mm-hmm. habits die hard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that it's just probably a new offense. And he's trying to, you know, obviously he's learning the system. And if they are going at a high rate of speed, is what everybody says they were, maybe he's just, it's taking a second for him to kind of get the offense and clean out whatever, you know, the kinks are that he's learning from. And I'm not really concerned about it, like Shime said. I've seen him play in real games that matter.
Okay? I am slightly concerned, though, because we remember Josh McDaniels because of all the winning and the, you know, the great success he had with Tom. And we look at the year with Mac and say it was Mac's best year. He maximized it.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels, without the greatest player of all time, has been a very below average coordinator. I like him. I agree with many people. He makes me feel more comfortable because I see the old days and I know he's better than Judge and Patricia. But I think people thinking that he was the secret sauce that's going to take Drake May to the next level may have been forgetting how he's been in other stops.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's one practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. But
if you can make Mac Jones look all right, I feel very confident Drake May, who has way better skill than Mac Jones.
But you don't want to see him regress.
No,
that's an issue.
This is all on Drake May this year. If he fails, the team added everything he could have asked for. A receiver, left tackle with the fourth pick in the draft. They bring in McDaniels, who has a great track record of passing in offenses with the Patriots. You can't have any, you know, it's no blaming it on the coaching staff or Kraft this year.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get to that and your thoughts on that all morning long on this show. I don't know, because I have somehow been able to avoid in my life buying a boat, but apparently, based on the text messages and even in the Twitch chat this morning, it is horrifically bad luck to rename a boat.
Oh.
And seamen, don't like to do that because of the bad luck that is associated with it. So if you missed the start of the show, apparently Bill Belichick has renamed his boat, and he has included some sort of an homage to Jordan in the name of his new boat. It was formerly, his boat was called Eight Rings, and now there's a one plus in front of it.
I believe it was Six Rings, and when Tom won his seventh, it became Eight Rings, because the rings were, they had these like little, forgive me if I'm wrong,
okay,
but there were these like small rings that were his Giants defensive coordinator championship rings.
All right.
And so I think he may have already renamed it once.
All right.
Okay, so maybe there's no bad luck associated with that.
Well, I mean, if he renamed it, look at what his life has been like the last 3 years. Yes. Not great. Oh, God, what a final chapter.
Yeah, it really is.
Unbelievable.
It's a wild one.
The Bridgewater State dance recital ring.
What's the most shocking part about this is that he knows when he repaints it that a million people are going to take photos of it. Everybody knows his ring. His boat. Everybody takes photos of his boat all the time.
Right.
So he knows this is going to be plastered everywhere.
Well, that's what
he's not in control of his life.
He doesn't care. Like we talked about this the other day. She is, you know, she's going to be around during fall camp. She's probably still around doing all the other things. We said it the other day. He is got his love goggles on, and there's nothing you could say if it is for Jordan, whether it's an engagement ring or it's her national championship ring, it means that she means a lot to him, and he's willing to side with her more than anybody.
Oh, no, he doesn't care how he looks, clearly.
No.
And he's willing to do. I think the most shocking thing about it and why most people keep talking about it is because it's so out of character for him. Like the reporting in that New York Times Athletic piece yesterday is incredible. I mean, he was, when they were staying at the hotel near Gillette, and there obviously was a curfew for the players, Bill was sneaking her into the hotel. She would arrive at the hotel and stay at the end zone with Bill and with the players his last season here.
Well, right.
I mean, that's...
And this is why, once again, if Kraft had just leveled with people, instead of doing the idiotic Dynasty docuseries and saying he fired it, Bill, to Charlemagne the God when Mayo was failing, if he had just said it was time to move on... all the fans would have been mad at the moment and said, wow, he was right. Like, this is, I cannot overstate how little control he has over his life. That CBS interview was a peek behind the curtain of what life is like with him these days. To say that it's bad luck or does he know that people are going to take pictures of his boat, that's the point.
Not talking about this.
She wants pictures of his boat because we're talking about the idiotic Bridgewater State cheer team.
Well, it's not idiotic, first of all.
No,
I mean,
disrespect
no,
to Bridgewater
it's Bridgewater
State.
State has a very good program, and it's impressive
I'm
to
sure
win a national.
I'm sure they're amazing.
No, they are. As a cheerleader, I know that they are.
Great.
But if I'm like Amanda Belichick won a national title when she was like the assistant coach at UMass, mm-hmm. I'd be like, Dad, what about me?
Right.
Why isn't my championship on the family
yeah,
boat?
Yeah, that's a great right. point.
Because you're my daughter. She's my girlfriend. I go to bed with her every night. I wake up every day with her. It's like I get why we're confused on Bill's behavior because we never seen this before. But Bill is seeing the world from a completely different perspective now. And yes, she's in his head. She, you know, whether it's wrong or right. She doesn't probably do anything football related, like on the field, X's and O's. But we know she's his momager. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I need you to handle all my business. If people want me to do this and people want me to do that, you run it. Hey, I'm going to make up this company so you can run it and make it seem like you. But that's what she's putting in his head. And good for her, I guess, if she can get Bill to do all those things.
I think it's perfect that she went to BSU.
This is Tim from Natick. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. As much as I do enjoy the bashing of Belichickian here, he's changed the name of his boat like 5 different times.
Okay.
And it's not what Curtis said. The first time we knew about his boat, he called it 5 rings after the first dynasty because of the 2 Giants and then the 3-peat Super Bowl. Mm. And then he's changed it every single time that he and the Pats won the Super Bowl. Last time he changed it was 2019 after beating the Rams in Super Bowl 53 to 8 rings. So yeah. He's done it a bunch of times.
So he's not worried about any kind of a nautical bad luck or whatever. He does not seem to be concerned about that.
No. Okay. He's got enough bad luck on land.
Yeah, all right. We got to take a quick break, but we will get to our leads next. I mentioned the Twitch chat earlier. A reminder that you can watch this show every day if you are unable to listen to it or you just choose to watch. You can do that on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're in the market for a diamond, like Bill Belichick apparently was not that long ago, then you can go see Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, get the best deal on diamonds, and they will teach you all about them as well. And by the way, I feel overwhelmed with gratitude at times because of you and what you do for this show. And so yesterday during the match, we had over 2,100 of you at one point who tuned in for that on our alternate Twitch channel. And so sincere thanks for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like giving us some of your day to watch that absolutely horrific display of golf.
Oh, man.
I don't even know that you can call it golf, Greg.
It was. Did you expect that you were going to play better or?
Yes.
Okay. what led you to believe that that might be a possibility for you?
Look, I didn't necessarily think I was 100% going to win, but I didn't think I would embarrass myself quite to the level that I did.
We need, in the Twitch chat, we need a douche move ruling on the club throw by you.
Oh, that's absolutely a douche move. Okay.
I also like the name that one person on Instagram gave yesterday, the Morning Show Massacre,
mm-hmm.
which I think we could do something with.
It was a bit of a massacre.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I mean, there should be, where's Sensei? There should be a cartoon photo that Sensei draws of you, like, literally ripping him in half.
Like skewering me with a golf club?
Yeah, or some type of, Mortal Kombat. Finish him!
Can it just say Dormy across the bottom
of
it?
Yeah, that could say.
I have an idea. Can Walter at the green on the fifth hole of the Milton course just put a plaque that says what occurred. Greg Hill defeats Scheim 5-4 in the biggest victory in the history of the Granite Lynx. Like, there should be a match sort of plaque that people that play the course can come and take a picture next to.
Walter told me yesterday, in the history of Granite Lynx, which is 20-plus years, maybe 30 years, in the history of all match play there, there has never been a dormy situation after five holes.
Oh. Well, there you go. New record for you.
Never has somebody closed their competitor out after five straight holes, five straight victorious holes.
Imagine if you played 18. Ooh, God, that would have been
would have just been 10.
Well, I mean, yeah, that would have been an absolute bloodbath.
Just so people understand, if they don't know match play, what happened yesterday would be the equivalent of the golfer not showing up.
More or less.
No, it's literally the same, because you would just play five holes and then you win. There was no resistance of any kind. No hole was halved.
And Greg just seemed so calm, cool, and collected that you were kind of almost quiet.
Right.
It was old man. It was right down the middle. No risk. And Scheim's just shanking it. Yeah. We had a couple willy holes where the ball didn't pass the red tees.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I thought the willy came out. I was happy it didn't. But
one drive, no
one saw it, including Scheim.
That one drive that's up on social media. Oh, no, it's up on the Twitch where he hits it and it literally
goes like 10 feet. Yeah,
dribbles out. My mother used to say to me, is it worth the money that you're spending on doing this?
Right.
So I would ask
Shy. How much do you spend?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, how much money do you spend, whether it's golf equipment, going to golf courses?
Lessons.
I've never taken lessons.
You might want to start taking lessons.
Yeah. But honestly, you're probably right.
How much do you spend? Because we know you golf like 3 days a week.
Right.
So, I mean, most times I don't, because my father asked me to play and I play with him. And he generally pays.
Wait, does he stink too?
He's better than me.
Does it run in the family?
Well, that ain't saying.
No, because he plays like you. It's just poke it down the middle, just keep it moving. And don't spray it all over the place and try and swing for the fences like me.
But then you would know how to beat Greg if you played against your father all the time. You should know, like, okay. And Greg even said, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what happens?
Right, I gave my strategy out ahead of the match.
Blame Scheim for taking his 70th flex day. If he was here, he would have heard you say, hey, I'm just going to easily place it down the middle and work my way down, and Scheim would have known going into it. But
the Twitch chat's undefeated. Long road. Curtis, you're an idiot. If the player doesn't show up, you wouldn't play.
Oh, boy. Right.
By the way, Scheim, be honest, okay? You can tell us now. You've never shot 41 on 9.
Oh, I have.
No, Scheim, you haven't.
Curtis, I have. Curtis, I'm telling you, like, I'm not making excuses. This is the worst golf I have possibly ever
don't
played.
Don't you think it's somewhat difficult for the four of us to believe that the two times we've seen you?
I'm not asking you to believe me, Curtis.
Well, you are. You're saying you have.
Well, yeah, because you're asking the question. I'm not going to lie.
Was it pitch and putt?
No.
How much worse does that gif look on his ex, where it was one of us cheering about who was it who was playing terribly?
How about when he called yesterday and the first words out of his mouth was, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was so confident.
Didn't you call me a dinosaur on the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. You still are. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I was playing a course with
dinosaurs.
That has
nothing to do with golf.
Like, wherever his miniature golf was, he was like, there were some dinosaurs there.
I mean, huge, honestly, huge win for the old guys.
I told you, old guys beat young guys in golf all the time.
Yeah. Sorry, I just found it. It was about the Masters. Nick Dunlap, is that how you pronounce his last name? Shot a 90 today. Scheim,
yes,
quote,
Courtney, that's a very easy last name to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, relax. One of us. Like he could ever shoot a 90.
No.
All right, we'll be right back. Scheim, great one. That is Paper Lace. And the night Chicago died, about Al Capone and the Chicago mob.
Yeah.
And
it's a cool
the
little
police.
Song.
Great song. Top 40 hit from the 1970s.
What's the name of the band?
Paper Lace.
They should have come out with a song the day Scheim died at Granite Lynx.
Oh, I cannot wait for Hill Notes. Can we do Hill Notes early? Oh. I cannot wait. Curtis and I were talking about it during the break.
Oh, my God.
Can I put the bat signal up?
Yeah.
Acrobatic, please put Shine getting demolished in your weekly wrap.
He was
commenting on our Instagram.
Yeah. He was watching it yesterday.
He actually sent me a note. He said they renamed it Granite Stinks.
All right, leads are brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. I wasn't the only one who stunk yesterday, which was kind of nice. The umpire, Mike Estabrook, in last night's Red Sox game was horrendous. Walker Buehler threw a pitch that was clearly a strike.
Straight down the middle.
Straight, literally right down the middle, something that I couldn't do. And then Narvaez threw down to second. The ump called it a ball, and Buehler was arguing. And the ump on there's video footage from his like the camera on his mask, and the audio is of him saying "get on the mound" as Walker Buehler is standing on the mound yelling at him about the pitch, and then Estabrook decides to take it to a whole nother level, removes his mask and starts like charging and pointing at Walker Buehler. Then Buehler comes off the mound and he ends up tossing Walker Buehler and ultimately also tossing Alex Cora. Like, Mike Estabrook needs to take a freaking chill pill. It is kind of crazy to me that umpires are still doing this in Major League Baseball. They're getting like power hungry and thinking the game is about them when it is not. It has nothing to do with you. Call the balls and strikes and be good at it. Otherwise, give me the robot umps and send this guy to retirement.
Also, Alex Cora arguing the Buehler ejection, from my perspective, didn't seem to be that out of control. Early on anyway. Wasn't dropping F-bombs or anything. He was basically out there saying, hey, we're trying to get Buehler back. Can you give me a break on this? And the dude tossed him immediately.
It was an ego thing, though, like because he was saying after, he's like, I'm not going to say exactly what Cora said to me, but, you know, I think he basically said, like, you stink at your job. Oh, okay. Something along those lines.
And Buehler was dealing, too. He was out there dealing. He had the old school look on, the white and the all black cleats. He was out there looking good.
Greg, Wiggy, you were at the game, but did you hear the live mic on the radio? Because Cora said you're worse than Shime.
That's really threw him over the edge.
All right. I agree with you, Shime. Both of those guys ejected. So essentially another night off for Alex Cora last night. Yeah. What?
Hey, could I leapfrog Curtis?
Because we're up against the clock.
Gosh.
I don't know if you notice the clock us every day.
I usually look before I speak, and I didn't.
Okay,
that's my apologies.
That's fine, but you can leapfrog next.
Well, yeah, up to Curtis.
Courtney, it's your world. We're all just living in it.
Okay. Yeah.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.